So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda that chametz she'avar lav ha-pesach is aser midaraisim, and therefore b'minay it is aser b'mashehu. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon that chametz she'avar lav ha-pesach be'en is only aser midrabanan, and b'taruvos it is mutter. All mixtures of chametz are permitted after Pesach. The Gemara applies this machlekes to a kli cheres that has absorbed flavors of chametz. Amar Rav. Kideros bepesach yishaveru. An earthenware pot that has absorbed taste of chametz should be broken before Pesach because klicheres cannot be kashered. We may not hold on to them until after Pesach and cook into something that it is shaloi b'minon, of an unlike kind, out of concern that we will end up cooking b'minon, a like kind. And Rav holds that any mixture of like kinds, even just a mashu of chametz, is usher after Pesach. B'shmul amar lo yishaveru. Shmuel says not to break the kelim, since you can use it after Pesach with like or unlike kinds, because Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon that taruvos chametz after Pesach is mutter. Hahu tanur detachu beit tichaya. There was an oven that was greased with animal fat before baking bread, and Rav Abar Ha'ilayib paskin that any bread baked in it any time in the future is usher to eat even with pyre foods, because we are worried it will be eaten with milchig food as well. However, the Gemara refutes the ruling of Rav Abar Eloi from a braisa that says that milchig and fleishig bread is aser, but an oven that was greased with animal fat can be kashered by firing it up, and it is not aser forever. Ravina asks Rav Ashi, if we can kasher the oven, I might come a Rav Kederis bepesach yishaver. Why did Rav say to break any pots with chametz flavors instead of just kashering them? The Gemara gives two answers. First, hasim tana shel mateches. The braisa is talking about a metal oven which can be kashered, and Rav was talking about an earthenware pot that cannot be kashered. Even if both are talking about cheres, the braisa was talking about ovens that are fired up from the inside, which creates a more intense heat. But Rav was talking about pots heated up from the outside, where the heat is not intense enough to kasher it. Rav would not allow kashering a cheres pot from the inside because he is concerned. The person will not kasher it properly because he will be concerned about breaking it with the intense heat. What can we do with knives that have absorbed the taste of chametz so that we may use them on Pesach? Ravashi answers that we burn the metal blade in fire and dip the wooden handle in boiling water in the kli rishon. However, the Gemara concludes, the established halacha is that both the blade and the handle can be kashered by dipping it into boiling water in the kli rishon. We can also kasher in this way an eitz par, a wooden spoon used to mix food in a pot. Meremer paskins, that cheres utensils with a metallic glaze are able to absorb flavor, as evident from the fact that they sweat, but they cannot be kashered with hot water because hatayra ha'ida akli cheres she'en yaitim de dafi le'aylam. Flavor in the kli cheres never comes out of its walls. The Gemara asks that Meremer himself had paskin that glazed kli cheres that held stam yenim are mutter. Why would it be different than glazed kelim that held chametz? We cannot answer that we are more lenient with stam yenim because it is drabanan, because kol d'tarkin drabanan kein deraisa tarkin. The Chum always pattern their dinim after dinim deraisa. Meremer answers, zetash mishe al dei chamen v'zetash mishe al dei tzainen. We're more lenient with the kli that held wine than we are with the kli that held chametz, since the wine is cold while the chametz was hot. The Gemara continues, as a rule, kol ha-kelim she-nishtamashu behen chametz b'tzeinin, mishtamash behen matzah. Any kelim used only for cold chametz may be used for matzah. However, when the chametz was especially strong and sharp, as in the case of beis sa'ir, the kli that holds sourdough, or a beis charoisis, something that holds dips made with vinegar, they do absorb the taste of chametz and may not be used for matzah.